Parents want to know what happens to kids inside schools. This is especially important for families of students with disabilities, who are more likely to be isolated and restrained against their will by school employees. It's called seclusion and restraint. And it's only supposed to be used as a last resort and in situations where safety is at risk. But an investigation from WFII's Lee Gaines found that it's nearly impossible for Indiana parents to know how frequently students are subjected to restraint and seclusion.
The 11-year-old fifth grader loves video games, and he already knows what he wants to be when he grows up.
I want to be a police officer, but then again, I don't want to fill out a bunch of paperwork.
The boy also says that school employees have for years forced him into small rooms by himself. That's called seclusion. Sometimes they'd pick him up by his arms and legs and carry him there.
It felt like I was kind of in a prison cell.
We're not naming the boy because he's a minor. His mother, Love Me Weber, struggles not to cry when she thinks about what the experience must have been like for him.
I do think they're using it as punishment because I don't remember following every rule or doing every worksheet at school, and I was never locked in a room.
Indiana law says these interventions should only be used as a last resort in situations where the risk of injury is imminent. But a WFYI investigation found it's nearly impossible for parents of kids in neighborhood schools to know how widespread these practices are, because the data is buried in an obscure section of the Indiana Department of Education's website. And parents like Weber, whose children attend special education programs, can't find this information at all. So I requested the data from several special education schools and one program. What I found was nearly 4,000 incidents of restraint and seclusion over a 5-year period. And many of these incidents were never reported to the state.
How would you even know if there is someone mistreating someone or misusing the seclusion room? It's going unnoticed for sure.
That's Weber again. Her son attended a special education school called Rise Learning Center. The school serves students with disabilities from multiple districts on the south side of Indianapolis. Weber's son was secluded 23 times and restrained on 5 separate occasions last school year. That's according to data provided by Rise. Weber's son says he was routinely secluded and restrained for things like
not picking up my pencil and writing, or like something that they tell me to do and I say no, running out of the room.
But Weber doesn't know exactly what happened. She requested documentation from Rise. Officials at Rise say they sent her the most recent documents they had. But Weber says she hasn't received any documentation from the 28 incidents last school year. Rise did report its restraint and seclusion data to the Indiana Department of Education for the last 3 years, but it's not posted anywhere online. Kim Dodson with Indiana's Commission on Seclusion and Restraint says the state should do more to make sure schools, including special education schools, accurately report their data and make it accessible to parents.
It's clearly not working. And I think we need to revisit that, and perhaps it needs to be revisited legislatively.
Dodson says the state can't reduce the use of restraint and seclusion in schools if they don't know how often it's happening. She says they can use that information to give schools resources and training. Love Me Weber's son says he doesn't think kids should be restrained or secluded for not doing their work. He says being in seclusion made him lonely.
I don't have anything except a window and walls. And usually I just walk in circles, having my finger against the wall, just dragging it against the wall.
Weber's son has since left Rise, but she's concerned about how his experiences in seclusion could affect him later in life.
I worried for years psychologically what effect it could have. But we won't know until he's 30, probably.
Weber's son is back in his neighborhood school, where he's doing well. I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.
WFYI reporter Dylan Pierce McCoy contributed to this story. To read the full story, visit WFYI.org/news.